The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Heroes or zeros? I've got jammed phone lines if people want to talk about it. Two pastors, one in Tennessee, one in Orlando, Florida, stating publicly, we need to round up all of the LGBTQ, lesbians, homosexuals, round them up, arrest them, prosecute them, and execute them. And these are pastors of Baptist churches. Heroes or zeros? Let's go to Hubbard, Ohio, and talk to Dan. Hey, Dan, where in the world is Hubbard, Ohio? Hey, Dan.
Hello?
Dan, are you there? Hello, Dan. Dan?
Sorry about that. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. My last name is
Okay. All right. Good to have you on the air, Dan. Are they heroes or zeros?
Well, it's kind of both. I mean, they're heroes who are standing up for the truth, but they're zeros who are wanting to execute them. Because, you know, Jesus, when the lady was brought to him and caught in the act of adultery, they were going to stone her. And they asked that she should be stoned. And Jesus said that those of us who are without sin cast the first stone. It's not up to us to make that decision on God's behalf. We're supposed to love those who hate us, persecute us, and do all manners of evil against us.
And you know, Dan, adultery was a crime punishable by capital punishment. Those men who brought that woman to Jesus had a right to stone her to death, and Jesus would have none of it. But he also told her to go and sin no more. Hey, Dan, thanks. Connection was pretty noisy, but I'm so glad that you called. God bless you and stay safe. Let's go to Zanesville, Ohio, and talk to Tim. Hey, Tim, welcome. You're on Bobberty Live.
Hi, Pastor Bob. A beautiful day to call you. Hey, I don't know if they're even zeros. I'd say they're negative numbers. They're insane. Their heads are swollen with satanic pride. And they need to repent of what they said, because they'll do more to hurt the gospel than anything anybody else could do. It's a shame. If you're a homosexual listening, what they're saying is a lie. Under Old Testament law, a rebellious child would have been stoned. So things have changed under grace. Thank God for that. And God doesn't approve of it. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And when he says he loved the world, he loved everyone.
Well, but Tim, does that mean that because God loved the world and sent Jesus to die, that sin is never judged and it's wrong to ever call out sin?
No, it's right to call out sin, but we need to handle sin the way Jesus Christ handled sin.
Okay.
And
all
to look at the person, and like he did with the lady who was caught in adultery, and with much grace, and if we're going to say something, we better make sure our hearts are right before we open our fat mouths.
All right, Tim, thanks. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, all right? All right, let's go to Jim in McConnellsville. Jim, you're up next on Bobberty Live. Are these two pastors heroes or zeros?
Misguided and misinformed and misunderstanding of the Scripture.
Okay.
First off, Christ came and he fulfilled the law and the prophets when he died. So therefore, the law of stoning them to death was put to rest. So the only requirement now besides is to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and be baptized, then your sins are forgiven if you ask for forgiveness. Other than that, you know, if they don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, then there is no, you know, there's no sin what Paul talked about, because their fate's already sealed.
All right. All right, so you're not calling them zeros, but you're calling them terribly misguided.
Absolutely, because it's the Old Testament has been fulfilled. Christ himself said, I didn't come to do away with the law, I came to fulfill it, because the law pointed to Christ.
All right.
So once it was fulfilled on his death, then the only requirement, or one of the requirements, was to believe that he was the Son of God. If you didn't, and that's in Mark 16:16, if you don't believe that he is the Son of God, then homosexuality that Paul lists in Romans, theft, and stuff like that, God's not going to apply it to you, because there is no need. You didn't believe that Christ was his son.
All right, Jim, appreciate it. Jim
sure.
In McConnellsville, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. And we're going to head over to Circleville now, and we have the honor of talking to Max. Max, you're on Bobberny Live. Thank you for calling. Heroes or zeros?
Big zeros, Bob. Jesus said you hate the sin, but you love the sinner. And the guy that you was just talking to, the guy before me, I agree with him 100%. Because that's the same route I was going to take. Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament when he died on the cross. And now all you got to do, be covered by the blood, believe in him, and give him your whole heart, and that's it. That's all you got to do now. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you are saying that these two pastors are terribly unbalanced? Is that what you would say?
Oh, yes, terribly unbalanced. So Jesus said there will be many that come in my name that are false prophets. These are false prophets.
All right. Thanks, Max. Very strong words, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Down in Circleville. Right. God bless you. Thanks. You know, one of the interesting things about this, and by the way, just so to make sure you know, these guys are zeros. They're not heroes in any way. They are turning and perverting Scripture. They are causing far more harm to the kingdom of God than any kind of good, because this principle that I talk about all the time, the devil lives in the extremes. Now, we have many today that have gone to the extreme that God accepts homosexuality. It doesn't make any difference, your sex, your gender. It's all about love. There are many, many churches that have become accepting churches. That's an unbiblical, ungodly extreme that should be condemned. It says homosexuality is no big deal, and God doesn't care, and it's not a sin any longer. And if you interpret Scripture correctly, then God endorses same-sex unions and so forth. That is an ungodly extreme. But then here's the other extreme. Ungodly extreme. Taking Old Testament verses out of context and completely abandoning the principles of the New Testament. And two callers brought up the woman taken in adultery, which is, talk about apples to apples. Adultery was a sin punishable by death in the Old Testament. So was homosexuality. So you have a direct comparison. Two sins that could be punished by capital punishment. The woman was caught in adultery. Those men, according to the Old Testament, had every right to stone her. But Jesus, representing the New Testament in the age of grace, said, "Let him that hath, you know, that let him that was without sin cast the first stone." And none of them did. They all dropped their rocks. He confronted her concerning her sin. He said, "Now go and sin no more." He didn't ignore her sin. He didn't sweep it under the rug. But he did say, neither do I condemn you. Now go and sin no more. And one of the bizarre things about these guys and their horribly wrong interpretation of Scripture, and hey, I prefer the King James Bible, but obviously they haven't read the King James Bible that they say that they love. In both of their statements, they say that the LGBT community should be rounded up, arrested by who? Civil government. Tried by who? Civil government. Executed by who? Civil government. And yet the verses that they quote to substantiate their belief is from the Old Testament, where the execution was done by the Jews. It was a spiritual thing. It wasn't a civil thing. It was a spiritual thing. And so they're trying to terribly misuse Old Testament Scripture and shoehorn it into the New Testament. And then instead of the spiritual people taking care of the execution, it's the civil government, which is absolutely unbiblical, unscriptural. So these guys are just Looney Tunes, both of them and their churches, and sadly, they have many people who follow them. And of course, the news media has picked both of these churches up, and they're just running with it. The one story is from our local NBC4 station. The other story is from the Orlando Sentinel. And what is the conclusion? That's the way all of those Christians are. That's the way Baptists are. Look at them. Well, this is not the way Christians are, and this is not the way Bible-believing Baptists believe. And as one of our callers said, if someone who is gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender is listening to the program today, God does not approve of your lifestyle. Sometimes God doesn't approve of my lifestyle, but he does love you. God does love you and has a plan for your life. And as God has and continues to deliver me from my sin, God can do the same for you. That is the biblical message. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners of all kinds. That is the message of the New Testament. We'll be back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, at least for a few more minutes, it's Bob Burney Live, and then we launch into the weekend. But before we finish up, we're going to talk to Mark in Columbus. Hey, Mark, how are you today? Welcome.
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. Hey, just real quick, because I know we've got no time, but the homosexual thing, I just wanted to reiterate that whole thing that you brought to my attention about the CDC statistics for homosexual males and how they're so much more likely to die 20 years younger than heterosexual men.
Right.
And so, I mean, how can you tell, how can you pretend that you're for the good of people when, you know, you're actually, what you're doing is condemning them to an early death, and we know what else. So
yeah,
it's, you know, that's not doing something good for people. That is not compassion.
Yeah, and Mark, that's why statistics and truth are on our side. We don't need to go to the extreme of demanding the execution of all homosexuals, lesbians. We don't have to do that. We have the truth on our side. We have the truth of Scripture. And the answer is not to tell them that we want to kill them. The answer is to tell them that their own lifestyle will bring an early death to them, but there is an answer in and through Jesus Christ. That's the message. That's the message. Yeah, sure.
One more thing. This Megan Rapinoe, this U.S. soccer star, that doesn't want to sing the national anthem, and you were talking about these other, alluding to these other countries that, you know, they want to kill homosexuals. Well, here, you know, we live in a country where you're free to do most of what you want, and here she is standing against that, against our freedom. Yeah. You know, that's what it comes down to. And, you know, I do get a thrill when I see the American flag, and it just makes me so proud to see the stripes and stars and streaming in all its glory.
I still do, too, Mark. Hey, thanks. Have a wonderful weekend, all right?
You too, Bob.
All right. God bless you. You know, I have traveled all over the world. Lord willing, this August, July, I'll be headed to Moldova again. I've been in some absolutely spectacular places. I'll be going through Vienna on either my way over or my way back, just on a layover. One of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's spectacular. I've been in London, England, which is just beautiful. I've seen a tiny little bit of Paris, France. I have seen some absolutely spectacular places on this planet. But every time I have gone, I was so blessed when I was back in America. I've been in some incredibly poor places where there's enormous persecution, just unbelievable poverty. And I was grateful to be back to America, but I have been in some spectacularly beautiful places in the world as well. And still, always grateful to be back in my homeland, my country, America. Happy Flag Day to all of the fathers in the audience. I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day. And again, make time, make some way to honor your father. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.